was ringing in my ears. I haven't felt this good in years.
Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast, starring your hosts, Joe Shortridge and Jen Shortridge.
Hello.
What is going on this week, my brother?
Oh, I'm telling you, busy, 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 busy.
Really? What have you been busy with?
Well,
Tell our listeners.
I cleaned my house.
Well, that's exciting.
I know. There's tons of clutter. I'm working on getting rid of everything I can out of the house and just having one chair and a TV.
You're a minimalist then.
I wish. No, I spent some time this week building some more bat houses. Some people asked for some, so cool. I built them some more bat houses. And really, actually, I didn't have that busy of a week. So it was just one of them weeks where I messed around the house and stuff. It was actually pretty nice because it was kind of relaxing.
Well, it must be nice to relax because there's that word is not in my vocabulary ever.
yeah.
So
you got to have those weeks every once in a while.
I wish I had one. That's the thing. You know, it's just the weeks go by faster and faster and we're busy, you know, preparing the show and getting everything together. And you know, I had a roof put on my house this week. I was absolutely blessed to get a roof because my roof was leaking, which, you know, is never a good feeling.
No. But you got it done. And
it's done.
I cannot believe how fast they did it.
I know. One day. Roof and the garage, or the house and the garage. They were hardworking folks. So I just want to give a shout out to Gary Dotson. He is with Over the Top Roofing. He is in Toledo area. If you need a roof, you need to look up Gary Dotson. You can private message me and I'll send you his number. Yeah, they do fantastic work at an excellent price.
And he's a listener.
Yes. Hi, Gary.
Yeah.
How are you?
And okay, the week went by. I went to a thing called Odd Mall.
Okay. Tell us what Odd Mall is.
And then today I took you to it. And
I know.
We got to see a great presentation about paranormal investigation and stuff.
Yeah, it's by the Banded Spirits.
Yeah, those guys were cool.
Yeah, they were amazing. They have shows on what were the shows that they had?
Oh, I don't even know.
It was
they were on History Channel, on Stars, a bunch of different shows. Not Stars?
No.
No. Okay. That's like, I didn't write it down. I mean,
that
wasn't really part of their press or that much.
It was The Haunted, which was the on Animal Planet.
Okay.
And then there was, what was the other one they did? My Ghost Story, which is on Bio Channel.
Okay.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really enjoyed the presentation.
It was definitely a neat convention in Toledo that I didn't even know they had. And they came in for this year. And I talked to a couple of vendors, and they say they're coming back next year. So I want to have a booth down there next year.
Yeah, definitely. It was just a collection of odd type things. People selling different things, handcrafted items. There was cosplay people there. There were, what was your friend's booth? What was she selling?
She sells handmade dolls.
Yes.
And different trinkets like that.
Yeah, interesting.
And there was a booth there with Jen would not do it. You could actually hold brains.
It was disgusting. I walked by and I was so grossed out. It made me sick to my stomach to see these people holding brains, real brains.
And they had, they had these skinned animals and all that for sale. But I did buy Dana a shrunken head brain or a shrunken head skull.
Very nice.
Yeah, but it's plastic. It's fake, but it's cool.
To each his own.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Did you want to mention something about
I did. So we have a listener who has been a faithful listener since the beginning, and her name is Bethany, and she has a collection of jewelry that she makes. It's all handmade treasures. If you want to check out her goods, it's Bethany's Treasure. She's on Etsy, and you can also check her out at Bethany's Treasures on Facebook. She has beautiful birthstone charm necklaces. She has hand-stamped initial charm necklaces and all different kinds of just beautiful druzy necklaces, earrings, wall hangings. And my favorite, she has these, ladies, take notice, they're beautiful, these rhinestone earrings, and they're pear-shaped drop earrings, and they're really affordable. They're $8, and they have beautiful colors. So go on over, But the one thing that was really interesting that's on her site, besides all of the natural stone necklaces, is she has a teething necklace. So it's a necklace that she made that if you have a little one and they're teething, they can chew on it and it's not toxic.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so you can wear a beautiful necklace and still, you know, let your kid drool all over it and gum it to death.
And it's all handmade stuff. I mean, she makes it.
Yeah, all handmade. And, you know, Christmas is coming up, so it'd be the perfect time to get your order in and check out Bethany's Treasures on Facebook and Etsy.
And we got a chance to talk to her, and she can deliver all over, I mean, you know, send it out in the mail all over the United States.
She'll ship whatever you need. Just go on her site, place your order, and look for some beautiful jewelry in the mail.
Yeah, so we had to put a shout out to her because she's a dedicated listener. She's actually listened to every show.
Yes.
And I don't even think I've listened every show. No, I had to because I edited it.
But yeah, so check her out and check us out. We're also on Facebook too. Come and leave a comment on our page. We want to hear your stories. What paranormal things are happening in your world this week? Let us know.
I still haven't heard from anybody about National Ghost Hunting Day.
That is so strange. There were so many different people who ghost hunted on that day. Maybe they're just all exhausted.
That's possible.
Like me. So I have a couple very interesting stories I want to share with you today. Joseph.
Okay.
Jodine. So.
What kind of stories?
This one is very interesting and it's near and dear. So I just want to let everybody know that Toledo has been ranked fourth in the most haunted city in the USA. Whoa. Fourth, people, fourth.
Fourth. That's this many.
Yeah. One, see two, it? Three, five. I mean, four. So anyways, I just thought that was very interesting that, you know, because we have so many different local legends and haunted places here, and it's just, wow.
And I know that there's great groups all over the country, but if you're ever in the Toledo area and you want to do a ghost hunt, there's ghost hunts going on all the time. You just got to dig it up, look it on Facebook, or check out all these groups all over the country.
Yeah.
And you know, we talked to a couple of them today at that odd mall. I don't know if it wasn't a convention. It was like a cosplay craft show thingy.
Mm-hmm. So here's some of the factors that they were using to rank. So what would lead to being called a haunted place? So it'd be the age, the vacancy, the history of the particular house or the building. And some of the stats for Toledo. There's 273,783 houses in Toledo. Isn't that interesting? And the number of homes built...
Mine's one of them.
I know, mine too.
Yeah.
Number of homes built in 1939 or before is 69,116, which is interesting because my house that we're recording in right now is...
6 feet under Toledo, Ohio.
Yes, we're in the basement. 1935.
Yeah.
Yep. So, interesting.
Mine was built after the war, I guess. I live in one of those neighborhoods that all the houses look alike.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
like little World War II prefab homes.
Yeah.
Little house.
When everybody's going home, they were throwing them up real quick.
Yep. And we only have 11% of vacant houses in Toledo, which is, it's kind of low. So I just thought that was interesting that we're ranked fourth. I mean, if you think of all the like different places in America, you know, you've got St. Augustine, you've got New York City, you know, Virginia City, Los Angeles, Salem, for us to be number four.
New Orleans.
Yeah. Forget about New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Which we have to get to someday.
Oh, we will. There's a lot of places we have to get to.
All right. Okay, so then I have another paranormal weird news story that I wanted to share with you.
Okay.
This one is weird news.
All right.
Which we love.
I love weird news.
I love it. Mysterious ghost voice turns out to be this guy in the chimney.
It's not me.
It says, Brad Sapp thought he heard a mysterious voice whisper, "Get me out of here," in the wee hours of Wednesday morning when he was sorting cans at the Redemption Center he owns in Carroll, Iowa. Quote, "I honestly thought I was going crazy," Sapp told the Huffington Post, explaining that he looked all over for the source of the voice. His wife, Carrie, teased him that the voice must have been a ghost, but 9 hours later, around 10 a.m., she received the scare of her own when she heard that man yelling for help outside the center's chimney. The man, later identified as 29-year-old Jordan Kajewski, called out, "I'm in the chimney," while the couple was trying to figure out what Sapp had heard earlier. He said that his wife thought the voice was his at first, but then she realized "I'm going on" when Kajewski, I think his name is, "I'm in the chimney." Kajewski told them that he fell while playing hide and seek, but Sapp didn't quite buy it. He accused the man of trying to break in the Redemption Center. Sapp stuck by his hide and seek story. The couple called 911, and the rescuers were able to get him out. But here's the thing. He was naked.
There's always something to do about a naked man stuck in a chimney.
Really?
Why are they always naked?
So I'm looking at a picture of the guy. He's got really, really long, bright, like blonde, straggly hair. And he's just covered in soot. So, you know, naked, just got to make sure that that ghost voice you hear isn't somebody stuck in your chimney.
Yes.
Naked.
Lots of times the voices that you hear are not the ghost.
Why can't I have a naked man stuck in my chimney?
You might.
What in the
world?
Did
you make sure that all the roofers went home?
Yeah, I better go check. Alrighty. So, anyways, that is one of my cool tales from Ohio. Oh, that wasn't Ohio. That was Iowa.
That was in Iowa?
Iowa.
Hide and seek in Iowa gone wrong.
Yes, and you know what? There's a place in Iowa you just mentioned. Where was that? The place that we have
to go to. The murder house?
Yeah, the Villisca Axe Murder House. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. One of the most famous places that we've definitely got to get to.
Yes. I looked it up. You know, I'm planning our next summer trips.
Yes.
Our recording trips and that. And I saw that. It's bit of a drive, but you know what? I think it'd be worth the drive.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so people, go on our Facebook page and tell us the furthest that you have gone to go ghost hunting. How far have you traveled to go ghost hunting? Let us know. We want to hear your stories. It'll be exciting to hear.
Like us at the Gill House, 3-hour drive to the Gill House. Yeah. So it was an hour 50 drive.
Yeah, and then we also went, how far? We went to Jerome,
oh, yeah,
Arizona. Jerome. We flew there. We didn't drive because that would have been a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we got some interesting evidence when we went to Jerome. I think we got a couple orbs in our pictures, and we also got some electronic voice phenomenon.
Did we get some there?
I thought we did.
I don't know.
Remember, we recorded on my phone.
Okay.
My old phone, which probably can't even pull up anymore.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, so that leads us to the topic of the show today. We really want to talk about this exciting topic, which is electronic voice phenomenon.
EVP. You know me.
That's right. Joe's a rapper.
Yeah.
He's a rap star. Okay, so Joey.
So what brought this up? We were talking about, you know, what we wanted to talk about today, and we were thinking about EVPs because we went to a bridge today
mm-hmm.
that is supposedly haunted. It's called Gibbs Bridge.
Yes.
And I think we caught something.
Yeah, interesting. So we went out there, and it's just a small bridge in the middle of nowhere. It's kind of out by a farm field. It's has this kind of local legend to it that so many people have like put information out there about it. And it was interesting because it was a cold and rainy day.
It was a cold and rainy day in Toledo. We left Odd Mall and took a drive out to the Haunted Bridge.
Yes.
But yeah, we were doing an EVP session. We caught something and we want to play it for you guys. So take a listen to this. And let us know what you think. See if you actually hear what we thought we heard. So here it is.
What's the name of this bridge? Joseph a Gibbs. Gibbs, good, thank you.
So what did you think?
Yeah.
I mean,
did you hear my voice? I'm like, Joe, we got something.
Yeah.
I was so excited. So excited.
And, you know, it's neat because I've done a few EVP sessions and I really don't catch anything. And then all of a sudden we both hear this and we're like, huh?
Yeah. So the legend has it that the bridge was haunted by the victims of a deadly auto accident. It happened on the bridge, and the sounds of the collision and laughter are said to be heard at night. So we were out there kind of in the, you know, what time was it?
It was 3:00.
So it was a little early, so it wasn't nighttime. But people have also been reported to be chased off the bridge after dark by ghostly shadows.
Really?
Yeah. So very interesting.
And, you know,
scary out there. Ooh, I didn't like it.
I don't know what kind of animal, but I went underneath the bridge
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of bird carcasses down there, like vulture sized birds.
Big, oh my gosh.
Yeah. I took a few pictures of them. Maybe I'll throw it up.
I did see like a possum.
Yeah.
That was, did you see that?
Yeah.
It was kind of, oh, roadkill.
Roadkill.
Get well soon. Anyways. Yeah. And there's also, people have reported of seeing like ghost lights, like, car lights out there.
Which is kind of neat because we talked about this, about the roads and, you know, legend bridges and stuff. I can't remember the exact title we put it as, but we talked about that before a few episodes ago about bridges and that. And we just happened to go out there today and we caught that AVP. I mean, we can even play it for you guys again if you want. You want to play that again?
Yeah, let's let them listen one more time and you guys let us know what you think.
Okay, here it is, folks.
What's the name of this bridge? Joe, this is a Gibbs. Gibbs, good, thank you.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I mean, it sounded like they said Gibbs Bridge or Gibbs to me.
Just Gibbs, yeah. It was very interesting. And then there was another one that we I was asking a question on, and what was it? I can't remember now. Ooh. This is what happens when you get old. You forget things.
Oh.
Getting forgetful.
Yeah. Now, there's another time that we... Okay, you know, folks, that we were at the Gill House, and I went over the stuff that we recorded at the Gill House. And I think we got some EVPs there also. I want to play those for you also. So, this is us. We were in the basement. I can't remember if it's the north, south, or east, or west. But anyhow, we were in the basement off to a corner. And I guess there was supposed to be some good activity there. But here's a couple of things that we caught there. So take a listen to this.
Okay, my stomach's growling. So if you hear any growling, it's just my stomach.
Hello?
Hello? We heard you say hello. Can you say that again? What is your name?
Yeah, I can understand that. I think you were here earlier. If you want to come back, we're welcome to talk to you.
Yeah.
Were you on this land before the house was here, by chance?
Was. Said I was.
You were?
Were you from Ohio? Or did you travel from another place to here?
I didn't understand that. We'll listen to it later. Did you say Texas? What territory did you come from? Now, I don't know if that was just clicking sounds or what, but I think I hear voices when you were asking questions. I mean, it sounds like clear voices.
Yeah, it was weird because being in that room, it just felt... I don't want to say strange because, you know, that's just a general description, but I just felt uneasy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, and if you ever like felt queasy inside, that's kind of how I felt. I was just, it was just a strange feeling.
Like your nerves on edge.
Yeah. Yeah. Just not right. Like, you got the heebie jeebies or something.
Like the girl with the mushroom haircuts just staring at you.
Yeah. That was comfortable.
But okay. So you listen to EVPs. And you kind of make out what you want to hear, but there are some really clear stuff out there. But there's something I want to bring up. And really, this episode is kind of a general episode just to get you guys thinking about different things. And I want to throw this out. Now, you listen to EVPs and you wonder, okay, there's a thing called time slip. Okay, we'll do a whole show on that later because we were talking before the show and I know you don't know that really that much about it, so I'll show you some really interesting stuff. But seeing that we're talking about EVPs, I was watching an episode of Ghost Hunters. Okay, they're at the Mount Washington Hotel, and the reason I bring this up is because past few weeks, I've been thinking, and I talked to a lot of other people about time slip. And I got a hold of the Gill House and asked them if the children, when they lived in the house, ever heard ghost talk up in the attic. And they said no. And the reason I say that is because you have to think, okay, back then, let's just say that they said yes. Mm-hmm. Or just for an example, they didn't say it, but let's say that the kids heard voices in the attic when they're in the attic. Okay. Mm-hmm. How do we know that it's not a time slip and those kids are hearing us asking them questions and then answering it back? And the reason I bring that up is because this ghost hunter episode where they're at the Mount Washington Hotel in the princess room, they actually got extremely clear EVPs of a woman, and they, you know, they ask, is anybody here? And you can hear her say, whose voices is that? Who's talking? And she's not really answering them right away. But mm-hmm. then they ask, is there anybody here? And she clearly says, of course I'm here. Who are you?
Interesting.
Where are those voices coming from?
And then do you think she was hearing at the time that she was living there? Yeah. Do you think maybe she was hearing that?
That's what a time slip is. So that's why, you know, like I said, this episode, wow, we're just throwing out ideas. But hearing that really made me think about, and you can go online, look up ghost hunters. You can either look up ghost hunters princess room or Mount Washington Hotel. It'll come up on YouTube and listen to this. We can't play it on our show because we're not allowed to do the copyright, all that jazz. But if you listen to it, you can clearly hear her say, who is that? And then she says, they ask again, is there anybody here? And she's like, of course I'm here. Wow. Where are you? This is not funny. I'm calling security.
Oh my goodness.
So they're listening. It just
makes you think. Yeah. You know?
You know, obviously she's not alive right now, but I've heard this before where people have had EVPs, mm-hmm, and they went back and looked into the history. Okay, here's another good story.
Okay.
There was a lady that had a precognition dream where she was woke up in her dream. She was in a World War II fighter plane, and the pilot was fighting the plane, mm-hmm, going down, and he turned, looked at her, made eye contact, and said, who are you? And then the plane crashed, and she woke up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She told her husband about it, who is an aviation expert, and he looked up the history of different fighter planes. She described to him the look of it. It had like a red, like V-shaped star on it and stuff, mm-hmm, and they found out that it was, I think, a British plane.
Okay.
So they listened back to the recordings of the pilots, and in one of the recordings of the pilot going down after being shot, you can actually hear him say, who are you?
Oh my goodness.
So did it happen, you know, at his time? He was alone in the cockpit, obviously.
Right.
Why would he say, who are you? So these EVPs that we're listening to could be the residual things that they've heard when they were alive. If that makes any sense, and I'm just sound like I'm babbling, but it's called time slip. It's so interesting.
That is. That's, yeah, kind of freaky deaky.
Yeah, and when we were talking about, you know, EVPs, I figured I'd throw this in here about the Mount Washington Hotel, the Ghost Hunters TV show, and it's super clear. And you can hear it.
Interesting. So, okay, so there's a number of organizations that are dedicated to studying EVPs and their transcommunications. It looks here like there's one called the Association Transcommunication, but it's formerly the American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena.
Interesting.
And then the International Ghost Hunter Society, they have conducted some tests. But you know what's interesting? I was thinking about, okay, you know, we're in the digital age.
Yeah.
And we can capture these voices on a digital recorder or a cell phone or a camera. But I'm thinking what it would probably be easier to capture it if it was like if you were still on regular tape. It seemed like it would be less energy.
Yeah, I've heard of that where the actual magnetic strip tape.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is better at it. And there are some people out there that strictly do not use digital. Mm. They still use the tape.
And if we had a cassette recorder.
Yeah.
You know? Do they still even make cassette recorders or cassettes?
Don't know. I would imagine they do.
Mm, interesting. Interesting thought.
Yeah. Should we go get Dad's books and record over them?
I was going to say, we could borrow Dad's. Very interesting. But, you know, I had one experience, and I think I talked about it on an earlier show with two of the famous EVB recordists, Mark and Debbie Constantino, mm-hmm. who are now, you know, deceased.
Yeah, we just had their anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of years, like 1 year of them being.
Yeah, it was 1 year, 3 weeks ago.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tragic. Just tragic. And I tried to get on their website because the EVP that I recorded at the time I was with them is on the website, but their website is no longer. It's not there anymore.
Did they take it down?
I think they did.
Interesting.
I couldn't get to it. I had a link at one time, but we were at Mansfield Prison and we were back at the very back and we recorded and there was a whole group of people there and we were, you know, they were kind of provoking and talking and just saying, you know, come on, we know you're here. We're not, you know, you wouldn't fake it. We want to hear you. And the voice came across the digital recorder said, we're not BSers, but they said the whole world.
Did they
word.
Say the whole world?
The whole word.
Bull.
But this is a family show, so we don't say, trying not to cuss.
Bullshooters?
Yes.
Bullshooters?
Bullshooters.
Bulls, yeah, the bullshooters.
Oh, he's French. So anyway, so yeah, that was just a neat experience to be in a whole group of people who heard it at the same time, mm-hmm. you know, so. I mean, there's just so, like, every paranormal group out there has, you know, on their website some form of an EVP or something that they've captured.
Yeah, and like I said, we tried to get on YouTube and find some clear ones for you guys, but a lot of it is copyright.
Yeah.
And even though it's up on YouTube, I don't want to be one of them guys that just plays a YouTube video, even though I listen to a lot of them.
Just want to talk to you. Just want to talk to you.
Yeah, you know, put some thoughts in your heads. From this show, we really didn't have a topic, and then we were talking about EVPs, and so that ends up being our topic.
You know, it's interesting too, because, like, you know, you get a response. So you're asking questions, and you get a response, and it's sometimes it's almost like they're crying out for help, like they need help, or they can hear you but they can't see you, or they're just on a different dimension. But when you get a response to your question, a direct response to your question.
Yeah,
man,
right
it's
away.
Mind-blowing. It is
like the recording we just played. Yeah. And one other thing that too is, I mean, obviously I haven't done a lot of ghost investigation. I want to say investigation, but honestly we've gone on ghost hunts, but I've never actually been on a true investigation.
Yeah, so if there's any groups out there, you've got to take Joe on an investigation. He needs to
but
go.
But the hunts that we've done, people sitting there doing EVP sessions, one thing that I noticed and makes me think, and that's another reason I wanted to bring up some stuff is to get you guys to think, is when you're sitting there in a house that supposedly has ghosts that passed away in the 1800s or even earlier, I mean, like some of these castles that we're going to end up going to next year.
Yes.
I noticed that a lot of the investigators will sit there and say, talking to our recorder or... You know,
and yeah, so
I've even heard them where, like, the spirit box, SP7 spirit box. Mm-hmm. I've actually heard them say, talking to our SP7, we can hear you.
Right. I always anytime that I do a session, mm-hmm. I always explain to them, this is a device that you can use that we can communicate. If you don't understand it, don't be afraid of it. Come closer to it. It just helps us hear you better. So,
yeah.
You know, even 20 years ago, there wasn't this type of...
They wouldn't think that this little box in your hand can record their voices.
Right. So I always try to explain that to the spirits, that what it is and what I'm trying to do. And, mm-hmm. and you know, just be respectful.
You've
got
to think about their level. Like if you're talking to kids, you don't say, is anybody here? Do you want to talk to us? You know, some kids will be open to that, but...
Know your audience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just... But think about when you say your questions, say, this is not magic. We just make this to understand you or something like that. I don't know.
Sorry, I blanked out for a second. Joe was talking and all of a sudden I just went blank. Like, where? Interesting.
I mean, what's your thoughts on that? You know, if you're in a situation where you're in a house that you don't know what age people died.
Well, you know, first and foremost, you got to know what you want to ask. You know, what What is your end goal? What are you trying to accomplish? You know, are you just trying to establish a communication? Are you trying to get some basic information? Do you, you know, like the one of the questions you have asked at the Gib Bridge. It's one of those days.
Gib Bridge, la la la.
La la la. So anyways, so, you know, you asked how many people are here? How many spirits are here? And they first they said 9. And then another voice came in and said 100.
Yeah, that's true. And we could play that for them right now if you want.
Okay, yeah, let's
play this session right here. This is where I asked how many people, well, you'll hear it on the recorder, but I asked how many people and we think that they said this. So listen to this.
How many spirits are here?
So, I mean, I don't know. You clearly can hear him say a number.
Yeah, 9, and then it said 100. So yeah. Was it 9 people or was it 100 people?
Can you bring back up on the computer that story of the bridge?
Yeah.
Does it say how many people?
It does not. Oh, it didn't say, no.
All right.
But we can do some further research into that. But
we can throw, you know, information on not next week's show because that's our Halloween extravaganza.
Oh my gosh. So we're going to bring an hour-long show next week. So you can do an hour-long workout or walk or clean the house and listen to us babble on for a whole hour of excitement.
It'll be a lot better than this show. Like I said, we came in today with no idea of our show title because we had a few things going on. But like I said, I wanted an episode to get you guys to think. And EVP is a great thing to talk about to get you to think because it is subjective. I mean, a person can listen to a question or an answer from a question. And, you know, you could say, where are you from? And you can hear, all of a sudden you hear, Maryland. And the other person hears, Marmalade.
Well, you know, it's weird because you think about it, like, they're coming from another plane, so you may not understand what they're saying. So you may have to listen to it several times or maybe even slow it down or speed it up to understand it. But here's my thing I was thinking about because, you know, I like to think.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm blonde. I have a thought every once in a while. What if the person doesn't speak English?
That's a great. Yeah, that is great because there were a lot of immigrants that came over.
Right. I mean, how do you communicate with somebody who you don't know the language?
Exactly.
They can't see you. You can't see them.
Exactly.
You know, is there some kind of translation that happens between the spirit worlds where we can understand each other?
I've listened to enough near-death experience and after, you know, life things that they say there's they again.
The elusive they.
They say that whatever language you spoke, that's what you will hear on the afterlife. Okay. But then again, your question brings up a great question that I had when we had the round table at the Gill House. How do we know that they can even hear us in a clear voice? If they're on another plane or another dimension, we may sound like robots to them.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, our voices could be garbled through the dimension.
Yeah, and just like you listen to the EVP, we could sound like that to them. And like I said, you know, we went out to the Gibbs Bridge today and got an EVP that we thought come up. So we played it for you. And you know, like I said, you listen to it and back up this recording, listen to it again. Tell us what you think. I mean, do you have any more information about the Gibbs Bridge?
Well, I have a couple little stories that people posted about it. These are anonymous stories, so I don't know who.
It's they.
The elusive they.
They.
Yes. So here's one. This person wrote, I've been to Gibbs Bridge a few times and gotten voices on tape. Someone says their name is Rachel and also makes a whoa sound. Also, I've gotten orbs in tons of photos, including one that has 30 plus orbs. The last time I was there, I brought a Ouija board along, and I guess my friends and I contacted a spirit named Jeff. He wasn't too willing to talk, though. He just wanted us to leave.
The elusive Ouija board.
So, yeah, I think we should have a whole show about Ouija boards. And, you know, my personal feeling is I do not like them. I don't want anything to do with them.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want to be in the room where one is. I don't want anybody bringing one to my house. I had This is a rabbit hole.
Go ahead.
Okay, so
this is just a no.
When I was just out of high school, or maybe just finishing up high school, we went to a party up in Michigan, and it was somewhere probably in the Monroe area, Dundee or Monroe area. And a friend of ours, two friends of ours, my boyfriend and at the time, his mother
George
had passed away. No.
Hello, my name is George. No.
And so we're at this party and they got on the Ouija board and they were asking questions and it kept saying different things like, I'm here, where are you? And then these two people asked and they said, who is this? And it spelled out mom, and their mom had just died. And it was it was just really strange, and I just didn't like any of it. I just think it opens up things that you don't want to bring negative things into the space that you're at.
But the thing is also, now, my idea or my thoughts about the Ouija board is it's motor movement of your hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can't think of the term right now. I just think of it when you're talking in here. When I get on the mic, I'm like, blah. But anyhow, it's involuntary motor movement. And even though they say it's the spirits and all that, now I'm going to probably piss a lot of people off by saying this, but hey, it's my show. Send me a message on Facebook. But anyhow, when you have your hands on the planchette, you're all looking. Okay. It's like when you look at a squirrel going down the side of the road and you're naturally, your other hand turns the steering wheel towards the squirrel. Okay.
Squirrel.
It's involuntary motor movement. I believe, this is my own thought, that the Ouija board is just that.
Mm-hmm.
Try it blindfolded and see what answers you get. I've seen studies where people have been blindfolded and you don't get, you just get garbage.
Yeah.
So, but
I don't know. I just don't want to invite anything negative in. And I think that is a tool to open up to other realms that could bring something
in
you don't want to invite in.
That brings out a good point, though, of our EVPs today.
Mm-hmm.
The digital recorder is just the Ouija board of today.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
You know, you're asking questions and you're getting answers through the digital recorder or through the SP7 or... See, the show turned into a thought show.
leave us a thought on our Facebook page. What is your feelings about what opens up portals?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should
There's a company out there that's a toy company that prints out cardboard toys with pictures on them, and they put them in a box. And
Candyland!
And people buy them and talk to spirits. You know, I mean, who made the Ouija board? What, you know, it's just a toy company that made this toy thing. But, you know, I'm not saying that it's... Well, obviously, I won't own one, so, you know, maybe there is something about it, but I don't know. It's just, what are your thoughts on that? You know, send us a message. And I think I just thought of a great title or another show is we could do the whole show on Ouija boards and inviting spirits through our
digital recorders. Any type of communication.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You know? That's a whole new realm, whole nother rabbit hole to go down.
Yes.
Dropping
twigs on the ground to see what story it is.
Interesting. You know,
all that kind of stuff. But do you have any other stories of the Gibbs Bridge or anything that you want
to... Yeah, there is one here that somebody commented on. It says, I went to the Gibbs Bridge last night with six of my friends, three girls and three guys. The boys have been to the Gibbs Bridge many times and claim to seen things such as headless body walking across the road and disappear into the woods. Before arriving at the bridge, I really didn't feel... I believed much in ghosts, but I did a little bit. This is kind of strange. Little did I know that my beliefs in ghosts would change after that night. We arrived at the bridge around 1:30 a.m. It was extremely cold outside and the fog was beginning to move in. We parked about 20 feet from the bridge at the beginning of Gibbs Road and walked the rest of the way to the bridge. As we walked to the bridge, I was overcome by a very eerie feeling, but continued on with my friends. We got to the bridge and didn't see or hear much of anything except cracking of sticks.
Oh, I was going to say Twix. Lights. Where? Chocolate?
Cookies. See? His shiny things. Squirrel. It said, we were standing by the ridge, about four of my friends, including me. We all seen a pair, seen a pair of red eyes in the woods. About 30 minutes after that, me and three of my friends were standing in a line looking over the edge of the bridge trying to see if anything unusual. The order of the lineup from left to right was me first, then my friend, I won't name her name, then somebody else, then somebody else. And we were standing on one side of the bridge with the main road to our left, and suddenly my friend blank was poked extremely hard in her side. Then so-and-so was hit on top of his head lightly. The third girl was poked in the back. However, I was not touched. We turned around thinking it was one of our other friends who were there, but we had seen they were on the other side of the bridge, preoccupied with taking pictures. About 40 minutes after this happened, this girl who had been poked once was poked again in her back. She began to cry because she knew it wasn't any of us messing with her. About 3 a.m., I walked away from my friends to the right side of the bridge to smoke a cigarette. I was leaning back against the bridge with the main road to my left. I suddenly felt something go through my back of my hair as if somebody ran their hands through my hair. I was facing all of them and could see them all. And two, because my back was against the side of the bridge, the only thing behind me was the 20-foot drop into the creek. I immediately jumped forward, and my friend Zach turned around and looked at me and asked what was wrong. I was so scared I couldn't answer him. He then walked over and grabbed my face and asked me again what was wrong. I began to cry, and Zach grabbed me and held me in his arms till I was calm. Once I was calm, I told everybody what happened. Zach looked at me as if he knew something was wrong because my face was extremely pale and I had the most petrified look on my face.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a story. It could be made up. Personal experience. But, you know, things happen. People are feeling stuff out there at 3 a.m.
Yeah, definitely. And just be careful, too. You know, when you're out at these locations, just be respectful of, you know, if there's anybody's. Obviously, there's no houses around here. It's in the middle of a farm field. So, you know, you're not going to be disturbing any of the neighbors. But just be careful because you don't want to get arrested. You don't want to get in trouble.
The big thing is falling off the bridge.
Yeah, that too.
Like I almost did when I stepped over the guardrail.
It was very steep.
You know, and as you're reading that, in my mind, of course, I'm picturing us out there and me thinking, should we put flashing lights up at the end of the road saying investigation ahead?
Yeah,
slow
really.
Down.
Paranormal investigators.
One lane bridge, slow down.
Yes. So very interesting. And there was some other kids out there when we were out there. They kept driving by. And
yeah.
Well, first they were there and they were out of their car. And when we pulled up, they got in their car real quick and took off. When they drove by a couple of times, I don't know what they were up to.
Yeah,
I'm sure they were up to something, but
it's one of the bridges that's got tons of spray paint all over it.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like you go to these haunted bridges and there's a lot of graffiti on them.
Yeah.
So they might have been, or they might have been doing the same thing we did, where we want to check out the bridge, and they saw somebody coming, so they got scared.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So just be careful in any location that you go to.
Saw these guns right here.
You're not trespassing. Oh, my Lord. The gun show. Awesome, Joseph.
Yeah. So
please,
anyhow, folks.
Ladies, he's single.
Yeah. Single.
He's single, ready to mingle.
I own a house. No. But anyhow, folks, I know... Like I said, we didn't really have a topic
for
today.
And he got a J-O-B.
I got a job.
He's got a job and a house and a car.
And a face for radio. So, anyhow, we really didn't have a topic today, so we wanted you guys to listen to a couple of our EVPs that we popped up. And we're going to have more. You know, it's a great tool. I enjoy doing it, and I love doing the SP7 Spirit Box.
So. Yeah, that was really, really interesting. I'm so glad we have that. It's such a good tool to use.
Yeah. So, anyhow, folks, I want to thank you for listening. We want to go through and do our stuff that we do every week by telling you, get on the places that you listen to your podcast from, and please leave us a positive rating and review. It means a lot to us.
Yeah, definitely get on, listen to us. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher Radio.
Tune in.
What's the other ones?
Google Play.
Google Play. I always forget that one. But yeah, definitely we'd love to hear from you. Get on our Facebook page. Leave us a story. If you have a topic you want us to explore, you know, get on there. Leave us a message that you're listening in. You know, we're trying to see if there's anybody from outside of the United States that's listening to us. So if you're in another country other than the United States of America, let us know, because we're just interested in seeing how far we're reaching.
Yeah. So anyway, folks, this is our show for today.
We missed you.
But tune in next week for the
Halloween
extravaganza.
It's going to be a great show. It's going to have a lot of interesting information. It's going to be about an hour long. So, you know, you can get a good workout in while you're listening, or you can, you know,
Do whatever. All right, folks. Well, thanks a lot. We will talk to you next week. And hope you enjoyed the show of us just talking.
All right. 222 Paranormal signing off. Peace out.
Bye-bye.